For many people in Colorado last week, the real reason to celebrate wasn't the 4th of July. It was the rains that came the day after.
We were out dancing in the yard, in the rain.
For Annie Hotchell and her family, the return of the monsoon rains after months of droughts and wildfires felt like reuniting with a family member you only see on summer vacations. So they went out to greet it.
All of us outside just dancing in the rain, just in our little yard in Delta, praising the Lord that it finally had come.
But by Saturday, that dancing summer monsoon rain started to dump along the western slope. In Paonia, a small flash flood broke out along the Minnesota Creek.
The ground didn't hold the water.
Mike Ulray protects the irrigation ditches along the Minnesota Creek during storms. He says if clouds are so dark that the mountains disappear,
it's a gully washer.
Still, how the rains fall depend mostly on where you're standing.
At the top part of Minnesota Creek, we just got a light rain. So these cloudbursts, they come, you can't ever tell where it's going to drop water.
So why is it so hard to tell when it's going to rain, where, and how much? You'd think we'd have it figured out by now.
It's just a little bit beyond our current capability of understanding.
That's Nolan Duskin. He's the guy who's always having to think about these questions. He's Colorado's state climatologist.
The computer models, bless their hearts, they are getting better every year. They still have difficulty in capturing the precipitation process. They can identify air motion and air temperature, but the conversion of water vapor in the atmosphere to precipitation falling on the ground is a tough bugger.
One of the reasons predicting rain is so tough is that it's event-driven, and rain events, in general, don't happen all that often. Only about one out of every 4 days in an entire year has precipitation.
Only about one-tenth of that one quarter, so we're now down to a small fraction of days, contribute the majority of the year's precipitation. So we're really looking at a few events and trying to figure out, will we get heavy rains?
Even among those few events, there's still variation. Take last Saturday's rainstorm that flooded one part of the creek but not the other, and zoom out a little. In Crawford, Rita Claggett's rain gauge on Fruitland Mesa recorded 2 inches of rain. But on Bone Mesa, closer to Paonia, Austin Matthews' rain gauge only got 0.1 inches, nearly no rain at all. Nolan Duskin says our current weather observing network is just not enough to capture that picture.
So we're trying to get as many people as possible to help measure so we can really show this highly variable, this most variable climate element, and so important to the climate system because it is, guess what? It's our water supply.
And that's why Nolan created COCORAS, the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network, to help both citizens and scientists keep track of water in better detail.
From year to year, I think we will all together have a better sense of how climate is varying and changing over time by joining in the process.
And here's how you can join the process. KVNF's IC Change Project is looking for people who count raindrops. Break out your cell phone and text the word RAIN to the phone number 877-877. Or you can email us at icchange@kvnf.org. And as always, you can like IC Change on Facebook and post your rain observations there, as well as any questions you have about summer monsoons for scientists. IC Change is produced by Julia Kumari Drapkin and brought to you by KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, and Localore, a national public media initiative produced by AIR, the Association for Independence in Radio, with financial support by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Wincote Foundation, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Our theme music was produced by Joe Allen and Issa Caress.
I see.